This podcast is brought to you by Nil Desperandum, literary fiction in the audio format from the Bear Crawling Nation. www.ndstories.com.
Okay, so we have a special guest today. Benjamin, would you mind introducing yourself, please?
Hi, guys. I'm Ben Wenham. I sort of hang around various boards from yorksoft.com to Paizo. I've written a bit for Paizo and Lewis Board of Design, and here to just enjoy a game, really.
Welcome to the game today.
Hi. Okay, so all three of you have your characters.
Yep.
Okay. And you are all attending, as I believe you should all know, the funeral of Mr. Robert Monroe Tyler. Randall, how the hell do you pronounce your name? Rowell? Rowell?
Rommel. Rommel.
I wrote that down. Oh, I wrote that down wrong. Okay. Mr. Kerner. The funeral is at the Myers Funeral Home, which is adjacent to the cemetery. It's in Beverly Hills, kind of really upscale, nice area. Lots of stars buried around the area, that sort of thing. Mr. Kerner, you've been asked, of course, to arrive early, since you will be playing piano throughout the as people arrive and kind of throughout the service and that sort of thing.
Of course.
As it gets kind of closer to the time the funeral starts, it's supposed to start. You see people file in. You personally, of course, don't know any of these people or recognize them. They're complete strangers to you. You can kind of identify. You've met the owners of the funeral home, Mr. and Mrs. Myers. And, you can kind of identify just, by their bearing and by the way people are talking to them. You do notice the mother of the deceased, Jennifer Monroe Tyler, is there. And she looks very distraught, obviously, having lost her son. She's grieving. Mr. Bolivar.
Yes.
You have been asked by the funeral home, since you're cousin to Robert, to kind of greet people as they come in.
All right.
Show them the name book and just kind of welcome them in and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So you're kind of doing that. And eventually along the way, Mr. Fitzgerald decides to show up.
Adam Fitzgerald will stride up towards. What was Dan's character called?
Dan, if you would care to introduce yourself to this new
gentleman
who is striding through the door.
My name is.
I have forgotten.
Harry Bolivar.
Pleasure
to meet
Adam
you.
Adam Fitzgerald, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. I haven't seen him for a number of years, but he was my cousin. How do you know the family?
I was a friend of Robert. We spent some time together. My wife and he knew each other through law, and we got talking and hit it off, really.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a guest book over on this side over here. And, just find yourself an open place for the ceremony. And then there's going to be a small, wake afterwards. And we'll be able to have maps so that everybody can find where that is.
Thank you very much. Adam will stride off and scribble his name quickly and take a seat.
So during all this, you can kind of hear, you know, there's piano music playing, and you can kind of see a gentleman sitting at a baby grand piano off to the side. Mr. Kerner, would you care to make a piano roll?
I'm going to use arts, which is where I put all my, piano skills.
Fair enough.
Okay. I pass.
Okay. And apparently the piano music is sounds very good. It's very appropriate, which is good.
Not chopsticks.
So is there anything in particular that I don't imagine there is, but I'll just ask that the three of you want to do before the actual funeral starts as people are kind of milling in? Or?
Not particularly.
Not really. Stay out of the way. Be discreet.
Just one thing, Jim.
Yes, sir.
You are breaking up a little bit. I don't know if it is only me or...
No, it's... No. I've noticed as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's not the call. It's use probably the mic or something.
Yeah, that figures. If I have to switch, I will. Okay. Just let me know how it goes.
Yeah. Like right now, it's pretty bad.
Oh, really? No, that's not good. Hang on. Let me try that. Is this any better?
No, I lost you again there.
Ah, dang it.
Yeah. It, like cut you off in the middle of a word.
How's this? Is this any better?
I better not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good so far.
Okay. I will not touch that switch again then. I need to get a new headset. Okay. Would all three of you make spot hidden rolls, please?
Hey, pass.
Just failed.
I think that's a fail. Let me just check. Yeah, that's a fail.
Okay. So, Mr. Kerner, as you're playing the piano, so Mr. Bolivar and Mr. Fitzgerald are, you know, kind of facing towards the front, but just the way your piano is situated off to the side, it's kind of facing towards the back of the room, you know, towards the doors. You can see just outside the doors to the room, there you can see someone walking up to the doors and you notice him because he looks kind of odd. He looks kind of like a bum. He's got an old trench coat. The collar's turned up. He's got a big fedora, you know, pulled down low. He's got dark glasses on. And you see Mr. Myers kind of slip out the door, and it looks like he kind of confronts the figure. And you can see him gesturing, you know. And eventually, it just takes a few seconds, and you can see the guy in the trench coat walk away and. You see Mr. Myers kind of turn and, you know, straighten up his jacket and walk back in.
Okay. I guess I will get a small break once in a while. Like, I guess I will play a song and then I will stop and then play another song, something like that. So in my next break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come to, what's his name? Mr. Myers, you said?
Myers, yes.
Myers, okay. To Mr. Myers. And welcome guest.
Oh, just one of the local homeless. They like to try to come into the services every once in a while. Comfortable chair and some nice music. We keep them away, of course, out of respect for the family. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about.
Okay, if you need some muscle to help you out there, just let me know, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Kerner. I appreciate the offer. I believe the service is about to start. I think you should get back to your piano now.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Jim, you still breaking up?
Ah, dang it.
Okay. So I will just go back to the piano and you know, start playing. I guess.
Okay. The service starts. It's unremarkable. You know, there's nothing particularly special about it. Other than that it is very long.
Mm.
At the end of the service, everyone kind of lines up to walk past the coffin, which has been closed for the entire service. Everyone kind of lines up to pay their last respects. Towards the front of the line, you can see the mother, Jennifer Monroe Tyler, she's really crying. She's really upset, really distraught. Definitely, not in a good way. Obviously, she wouldn't be having a good day, but she is really, really upset. As she gets closer to the, she kind of, walks up. She's kind of standing in front of the coffin. She just completely breaks down. She's wailing and crying, and she's, kind of falls on top, drapes herself over the top of the coffin, is just wailing and crying, and Robert, just, she's really, really upset, unbelievably so. And a couple of the assistants, the pallbearers there, kind of, trying to pat her and soothe her and kind of pull her away. And as they, they're trying to pull her off the coffin and gently. I mean, they're not being rough or anything. But as they do so, she's holding on really tight, and the coffin falls off the stand that it's on.
Oh, no.
Crashes to the floor. The lid pops open, and a pile of bricks tumbles out of the coffin. And as it is,
I'll just hit the keys on the piano.
You can hear the piano stop playing. Everything goes. Everyone just goes dead silent for a second. You hear somebody yell, "The body's been stolen!" And you can see Mrs. Monroe Tyler just kind of crumple to the floor. It looks like she's fainted.
Wow!
And then everything kind of starts up again, and everyone's kind of, "Oh my gosh, what's happened?" And kind of milling around and call a doctor. And, where's the mortician? What's going on?
Where's the funeral director?
He is towards the back of the room. He's kind of trying. You can see as you look around, you find him. He's trying to make his way towards the front of the room, kind of trying to calm down, calm down. You can hear him kind of yell over his shoulder, "Call the sheriff! Call the sheriff!" And he's trying to make his way to the front of the room.
What's the meaning of this? This isn't. How dare you, sir? Where is the body?
I have no idea. Nothing like this has ever happened here before. I can't believe someone would have stolen this young man's body. The sheriff's on their way, no doubt. The sheriff's coming. The sheriff's coming. They'll take care of everything. You can see. You can see someone. Who you would guess to be a doctor, because he has one of those black doctor bags, has made his way up to Mrs. Monroe Tyler and is helping her back up and talking to her soothingly and that sort of thing.
Okay, I will obviously stop playing, and I will get closer to the crowd and try to just look around, try to make a sense of what is happening here. This is the first time that this has ever happened to me. And I will engage in conversation, if I see, if I see people talking here. What's the name of your character again? Them?
Harry.
Was that Dan?
Harry, yeah. So we got Harry and yours, Ben?
Adam.
Yeah, I will come closer and say, "This is awful. Poor people." Right.
As you walk up, Harry, or Mr. Bolivar and Mr. Fitzgerald are just happen to be standing close to each other, and the two of you see the piano player come up.
Oh, this is just bizarre.
Right. Is there anything I can do? People we can call. Maybe I.
If we've already got the police on the way here, we'd probably best not move the casket from where it is.
Is this a job for the local plod? Don't you have sort of an alphabet-y spaghetti to call on for this sort of thing? I mean, missing bodies. It's surely that's something more than just police work.
No, I'm not really sure. Dealing with this isn't exactly my line, but. Security is. So let's see if we can find out anything we can from the director here about, you know, when he last saw, you know, my cousin actually still present and where they kept it. If they have any security cameras or anything like that, we can maybe see if we can get an idea of when the body might have gone missing.
That's like an excellent idea to me.
Just as you're saying that,
do you want me to help you, sir? Your family, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure I won't be playing any more piano. So.
No, this is a great time for the.
Okay.
Just as you guys are talking, you can hear some sirens outside. And just a few seconds later, you see a number of police officers step into the room. One of them walks directly up to Mr. Myers, and you can see him talking. And the others, there's six in total. So the other five kind of spread out through the room, and you can see them kind of talking to people. And the one that kind of comes into your area says, "Okay, we just need everyone to settle down. We're going to see what's going on here. We just need to take statements from everyone, so just relax. We'll get through this as quick as we can."
Which means this is going to take forever, doesn't it?
Probably.
You see the officer you can recognize from his uniform is the Los Angeles County Sheriff. Is the one who went to talk to Mr. Myers. You can see the sheriff, Mr. Myers, and his wife, Mrs. Myers, leave the room and go down the hall around the corner. You can't see where they went after that.
Great.
And you can see the other five deputies, you know, have their notepads out, and they're kind of talking to people. You can see them, you know, they can see them talk to a person for a few minutes, and they're jotting down some notes and then kind of gesturing towards the door, and, you know, that person or that family, you know, makes their way out. So you can see it's pretty obvious. It looks like they're questioning people, and then, you know, once they're done, allowing them to leave.
What kind of bricks were in the coffin?
Chimney bricks, red chimney bricks.
Is there a sign of mortar around them? Have they been used, or are they just freshly bought from a builder's merchant?
They look fresh.
So I missed that.
They look clean.
Yeah, you're cutting off again, Jim.
Damn it. They look clean.
Okay. So sort of new.
Yeah. There's no dirt. There's no, you know, pieces of mortar stuck to them. They're not particularly, you know, broken or scratched.
Water damage.
Right.
No water damage.
Correct.
If I can, I'm going to try and sneak down that hallway that the sheriff and the two owners went down, if I can get down there without being noticed by one of the deputies.
Make a sneak roll.
All right. And that would be an 8, so yes.
Okay, you managed to slip out of the room.
Okay, you cut off again. I'm not sure if you said anything further than...
Dang it.
You managed to sneak off.
Nope, that's it. That is all I said.
That's weird, Jim.
Wow.
Okay,
so follow them down the hallway. Are they in a room with an open door, or are they in a closed room?
As you go down the hallway, you don't see them anywhere. There are a couple other, you know, there are two or three other doors in the hallway. And there is a set of stairs leading up with a rope across it that says, "Do not enter."
Okay.
I'm afraid all I got there was, "Do not enter."
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't see anyone in the hall other than, you know, people leaving that you recognize have, you know, been making their way out of the room as they've been questioned. otherwise, there's just a couple other closed doors that look like they lead to, you know, additional rooms like the one you were in. Plus, there is a set of stairs leading up with a velvet rope across them saying, "Private residents, do not enter."
Okay. And I don't hear any voices from any of these other areas?
That is correct.
Okay. So I'm assuming they probably went into the private residence part. So why not? I'm going to be... sneaky and obnoxious and try and go into the private residence.
Make a sneak roll.
Let's see here. Just failed it by 4.
As you're making your way up the stairs, you see the sheriff coming down the stairs. This is a private residence, sir. I need to ask you to stay downstairs, please.
You know, it's my cousin that's gone missing. Any ideas on this? This is just like something out of a TV show.
I understand. My deputies are investigating. If they haven't questioned you yet to take your statement, they will soon. The best thing you can do to help us is just to stay calm and tell the deputies when they get around to you exactly what has happened.
All right. I'll turn around and look out and close the door at the bottom and then just kind of stay down there.
Okay.
Just kind of listen at the door.
Make a listen roll.
And 93, no.
You hear a crowd from the room down the hall, and that's about it. Meanwhile, back in the room, Mr. Kerner and Mr. Fitzgerald, eventually one of the deputies, you know, comes up to you and asks you, you know, kind of individually, but you know, you guys are standing together, so he's kind of talking to you both at the same time. You know, so what did you see happen here?
Sorry, I didn't catch that bit. Problems seems to be returning.
Ah, damn it. Too many countries involved. No, that can't be it, because it's usually the case. The deputy comes up to the two of you.
Yep.
And says, okay, so tell me what happened here. What did you guys see?
Well, the mother of the deceased became emotional and tried to hold her son one last time through the coffin. And then when family members tried to get her back to her seat, the coffin collapsed and sprang open. I didn't really see any more than that.
Well, that sounds about like what everyone saw. Okay. Well, thanks. You two can be on your way.
Thank you. You know what I'm going to do? Why don't we go outside? I would like to smoke a cigarette. You want to join me?
I don't smoke, but a bit of fresh air would be nice.
Okay. Once we are outside, I will try to see if I see the man that I saw entering the before, the one that was kicked out from the funeral.
Make a spot hidden roll, sir.
Spot hidden?
Yep.
You? Me?
Yes.
Okay. 7. I'd impale.
You do not. You see no such homeless person.
Okay, now we cannot hear you at all.
Oh, for the love of God. Okay, hang on a second. Let me try.
There we can hear you just fine. Are you twiggling the cable? Or
I'm not touching anything. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, so far.
Make sure this is okay. From this point on, if there's any sound problems, it is entirely Skype's fault.
Oh, Skype, how we love you.
Yes.
This is as clean as I can get. Mr. Bolivar.
Yes.
What are you doing after you're not hearing anything?
Guess I'll go back into the other main room because this isn't getting me anywhere. So I'm going to go ahead and go down the hall back to where everyone else is. And maybe just work my way outside.
Okay. As you pass the hall towards the outside, you can see outside the doors, Mr. Kerner and Mr. Fitzgerald kind of standing outside, looking around, talking. In addition, as you're kind of passing the hall, Mrs. Monroe Tyler, Jennifer Roberts' mother.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of rushes out. Harold, please, where is Robert gone? What has happened?
I have no idea, but the police are working on it. They're talking to the owners of the place now. If they have cameras set up where they keep people, then they should be able to figure it out pretty quickly what it is that's going on.
She kind of looks at you and she's clearly distraught. She said, "No, please, Harold, you need to find him for me. Figure what has happened. Where is my son?" And she just kind of collapses, sobbing.
Oh, we should help.
Yeah, I'll move over and help.
Yeah,
And you know, does she have anybody that can drive her home? You know, any other kids or anything like that?
Yeah, right behind her, just as she kind of is collapsing again. You see the doctor who was or the guy that looks like a doctor who was helping her earlier kind of comes up and says, "Come on, it's okay, Jennifer. Come on, I'll get you home. I'll get you home.
Okay, take good care of her, and I'm going to stay here and see what I can find out."
Not to worry. I'll make sure she gets home safe.
All right, thank you,
Mr. Bolivar. Would you make a no roll, please?
All right. And yes,
The doctor in question you happen to know. Is Mrs. Monroe Tyler's brother-in-law, a Dr. Thomas Tyler.
Oh, okay.
You recognize him, but you're not personally acquainted with him, but you've heard of him, you recognize him, that sort of thing.
Okay, so he's family, so that's good at least. So I'll have to just kind of leave her in his care and so I can stay here and see what I can listen in on and snoop around a bit. I think I'm going to ask the other two guys here if they'll help me get the coffin back up onto the table, and it's an opportunity I can take a good look at it and see if there's anything at all distinctive.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to help.
Okay,
not particularly strong. Perhaps our friend here can help as well.
Yeah, we'll get closer. I had you mute, so I was saying that the new theme that's going to mess up with the fingerprints. Somehow, if the police is going to take some evidence here from the bricks or the coffin.
I'm sure they'll ask us not to if that's the case.
Yeah, as you re-enter the room, you can see that the police officers have put up police tape around the front of the room, you know, including the part where the coffin is and the pile of bricks. And there's a couple officers who are kind of standing around that area, and you can see them taking pictures and writing down notes.
Okay.
Doing police-looking stuff.
All right. So it looks like they've got that cordoned off. I'm going to take a quick look around the room. Do I see any security cameras in the corners or anything like that?
No.
Okay. You know, any indication that they have any form of active, you know, electronic security in the place?
Do you care to make a roll on whatever skill is most appropriate to such thing?
I don't know, spot?
Security expert?
Yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Electronics?
Okay.
Electrical repair? Yep, something in that vein? Not just okay. Spot hidden, something
sure.
More appropriate.
All right, I'll do electronics.
Okay.
And pass.
And you are aware that you have not seen anything that would seem to indicate there is any sort of electronic surveillance.
Okay. Well, that would have made it really easy for anyone to just come in and swap out the body for a bag of bricks. The
who brought it? You know?
Who brought his body?
Yes, the coffin.
I have no idea. I would assume that the coroner has something to do with that process.
It was a car accident, wasn't it? So I'd imagine it would be the coroner.
Yeah.
And there'll be the mortician here, the undertakers, and presumably the pallbearers, and any other staff that are here, and anyone who could break in, which apparently is anybody.
Yeah, but you know what I'm thinking? That it's very hard for someone to come here and you know, and kind of switch it. So probably when they brought it in, they already, you know, had bricks in the coffin. So maybe we're looking in the wrong place.
Hmm. It's a possibility. They got this place kind of blocked off to us, so we can't really see much of anything.
Perhaps
so,
I can get some information out of... Oh, off to you, sir. Sorry.
Off the what?
Said off to you, sorry. I'll.
So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, let's go and try and go back in the chain of events to the coroner. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I was going to suggest that it might be possible to talk to the sheriff and see what they found out so far. I could have a quick word.
Give it a try. I doubt I'm going to get anything out of him.
In that case, I'll try and locate the sheriff.
You don't see him anywhere. You would, or I guess Mr. Bolivar would presume he's still upstairs with the Myerses.
In that case, I'll make my way to the roped-off area and knock on the door.
Oh, okay. There is no answer.
I will knock again, slightly harder and louder.
You can hear footsteps coming downstairs, and then a moment later, the door opens, and there's the sheriff.
I will thrust my hand out at him. Fitzgerald, British Consul, I was wondering if I could have a quick word about the missing body. The deceased was currently, at the time of his death, looking for British citizenship. And it's a little sensitive, but I'd like to get the details, please. I'll go for a fast talk, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Nice.
Ooh. 58, fast talk, 55. Yeah. No.
So somehow a simple missing body is... It's been turned into an international diplomatic incident. Nice. The sheriff kind of looks at you and says, now's not really the time. Our investigation is still ongoing. If you'd like to come down to the station tomorrow, we can certainly talk to you. We can certainly talk then, sir.
Very well. Have a good day. Turn around and head back down into the to the others.
Okay. You can see by now the room is pretty much filtered out. It looks like the deputies have finished questioning everyone, and they're still kind of doing police investigatory stuff around the room. And you can see a couple of them kind of walking around the outside. And one of them comes up to the three of you and says, "We need to ask you to leave now, please, so we can get on with our investigation."
Jim, since I was here earlier, did I see the? You see them bringing the body, the coffin? You see the driver of the car or something like that?
No, when you showed up, the coffin was already in the room.
Okay. So
from now on, when you have these kind of gigs, you need to go over and just kind of take a peek, make sure there's a body in there when no one else is around.
Save everybody a lot of trouble.
Yes.
So I will stick with Mr. Boulevard, and I'm gonna tell him. I already paid for this job. I don't feel like stealing the money. So if you need my help, maybe maybe I can help you.
Okay. Well, did you see anything any different from the rest of us? That you were here, I think, before I showed up. Anybody acting strangely or?
The only thing I saw was a homeless guy who got into the funeral, but Mr. Myers sent him out. So that's the only thing I saw. I was trying to see if I would see him again, but I didn't see him around the house.
Okay. Well, we can have a walk around the area and see if there's any sign of this guy. I don't know if there's any relation at all. Probably not, but just on that off chance, and this is so bizarre that it's worth following up on anything that might have a relation. Would you recognize this guy again?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Okay. Tell us what he looked like in case one of us spots him.
Okay.
While we're looking around.
Jim, can you give them the description that you gave me?
Shabby, dressed in an old trench coat, a big fedora, dark sunglasses. That's it.
Okay. Couldn't make out his complexion or hair color, beard, anything. Okay.
Nope. No, he was well covered by the collar on the trench coat was turned up, the hat was pulled down low, and the sunglasses.
Trying to look as noir as possible.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just to check, is this Westwood Memorial Park Cemetery that he's being buried in?
Yes.
How far is that from where we're at now?
Across the street.
Oh,
You can go visit Marilyn.
Let's go the area where the...
So how well did you know your cousin?
Well, I haven't seen him in the last 15 years, so it's been a while. You know, I live over in Las Vegas. I don't even live in California. But
I sort of saw him fairly regularly. He was a little odd of late. I don't know if anyone's mentioned it to you, but he's actually been visiting this cemetery on and off. Seems a bit, I don't know, detached. It's all a little weird. I don't know if it's relevant. Seems strange.
Let's go take a
look. Also being buried here.
Did he ever give any indication to you on who it was he was visiting here?
No, he said it was just peaceful. I don't blame him. I grew up in the wilds of East Anglia. The bustle of LA is just, you know, mind-boggling. So I can completely understand, but never really. It was something that started after I got to know him, so it was a distinct change.
Okay.
Character, I guess. Anyway, yeah, I think it's an idea to look.
Yeah, let's go over there and see if there's anyone around, find the spot where they were going to place his coffin, because that should already be dug up and ready to accept it. I mean, it was going to be this afternoon.
Well then, shall we?
Yeah, and as we're walking, I'm just sort of thinking out loud, and if that guy is somehow related to this or knew Robert at all, you know, the guy that tried to come in, Hero might be waiting at the park for the body to be
placed. Possible, but I doubt it's related.
Probably not.
The problem is horrible. Why is it you guys can't sort out a decent social safety net anyway? Anyway, crossing point?
Huh?
Is there a crossing point?
If you guys want to walk over into the cemetery, that's not a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. I assume the gates are currently open?
Yes.
Yeah, I will look around to see if I see this guy or see if I, see the place where they were going to bury this guy. Robert, yes.
As you kind of leave the funeral home and cross over towards the cemetery, you can see that it's a fairly big cemetery. Lots of very nice memorials, and there's a number of groups of what are clearly tourists, kind of just wandering around, taking pictures, gathering around this memorial or that memorial, kind of pointing and talking amongst themselves. Would you make spot hidden rolls, please?
All right.
93.
29. 92. I'm the spotter.
Glad someone did.
None of you see anyone who looks like they're wearing a long trench coat with a hat and sunglasses.
I did pass my spot hidden, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
So you are confident you don't see anyone in a trench coat with a hat and sunglasses.
Okay. Is there someone looking at us, like, suspiciously?
No.
Like, people is taking pictures and stuff, but wondering if there's someone paying attention to us instead.
Not that you notice.
Okay. And is there someone walking along? Or standing alone, like waiting for something somewhere?
You don't see anything or anyone that looks suspicious.
Okay.
Do we have
Can
a
we
plot
find
number
the plot?
For...
Yeah.
Yes. I will say yes. Yeah, it would be on the program, on the map to the actual burial after the ceremony. So yes, you would have that information.
All right. Well, we'll go over there, see if there's anything of note.
There's a rectangular shaped hole in the ground. There's a big pile of dirt with a green tarp over it, and there's one of those coffin-lowering mechanical thingy-mabobbers over the hole.
Those winch things.
Yep.
Okay. Is there a headstone already on the location?
There is. It just says, Robert Monroe Tyler, beloved son, whatever to whatever.
Okay.
His appropriate birth date to 2012. Yep.
Okay.
Who's he near to? Is it a family plot or is it just other people?
Just other people.
Oh, have anything been left at the headstone yet? A flower or anything?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Boulevard. Shouldn't we go to Robert's mom's house? She's your family as well, isn't she? Maybe we can go and talk to her and try to gather more information. Who last saw the body and who recognized the body? The morgue,
who identified him. That's exactly. A good idea. Okay. Yeah, and she might have some idea about the odd behavioral changes that that Adam here saw.
There's always the wake as well. Some people may have headed onto that.
Yeah, and let's see. Of course, it's hard to have a wake without a burial. Body. Involved, yeah. I could see people showing up there just to talk and snack, but my main thoughts are my aunt and the coroner.
Mm.
And with the condition she was in, I'm wondering if maybe it might be a good idea to give her a little bit more time for her to calm down.
I'd agree with that, yes.
Oh. Well, if... the only problem I see with that is that we might lose some important minutes.
Mr. Bolivar, would you make an idea roll, please?
And pass.
Mrs. Monroe Tyler did specifically ask for your help. So it occurs to you that since she did specifically ask for your help, if it looked like you were actually trying to help, that might make her feel better. Or that might... Mm. Assuage her in some way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Let's go talk to my aunt. Let's see if she's calmed down enough to be able to answer any of these questions. And so we have some idea of where to look. Okay, this is like something out of a bad TV movie.
It does feel a little like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. So
next we'll find that a cannibal cult has devoured it or something.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was in poor taste.
Or the, almost like the, if I was writing the script, it would be, my cousin's actually alive and is the guy in the hat.
Oh, yeah.
But the body had to have been identified. So let's talk to my aunt and see what we can get from that angle.
Sorry, Mr. Bolivar, would you make another idea roll, please?
Okay. Pass.
Given what you know about the accident, uh-huh. or at least what you've heard, you would kind of assume that identification of the body might not have been that easy.
Oh.
It's a closed casket job, I'm taking it. Mangled body and all that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's definitely talk to my aunt, because we need to find out if there was any identification that's concrete.
Oh, dang it. I'm sorry. I'm looking back over the information I gave to each of you. That idea roll should have been for Mr. Kerner.
Oh.
Mr. Kerner, you have that same idea.
Okay. Yeah, let's go and talk to...
Specifically regarding the condition of the body.
Okay. So probably the body was never identified since... probably after the crash, the body was in such a bad shape. That's what they,
Yeah.
Didn't show the body. Didn't the...
My first thought would be dental records, but... All right. Let's head on over there, so... So, yeah, we'll go to our prospective vehicles, and I assume I know where she's at?
Yes.
Have the address or something? Okay.
Yes, you know where the Monroe Tyler home is. That's not a problem.
Okay. I assume he didn't live at home with his mother, or did he?
He did.
Okay.
On the way to her place, I'm going to pick up any newspapers that may talk about the action, the Mulholland Drive.
The accident would have been a week or two ago, so the current papers aren't going to have anything about it.
Okay.
If you wanted to visit the library, however.
Yeah, I guess we need to stop by. I tell them, maybe we can get more information on the library, old papers, when the accident actually happened.
It's worth a try.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't take too long, I think that might be good. And then we'll talk to my aunt and figure out from there. So, okay. Do you guys know where the local library is? Like I said, I'm not from around here.
Not really.
I should know, yes, I guess.
Okay.
It's a library, you guys can,
Yeah, you can find it.
Yes. Pull up Google Maps, enter library.
Yeah.
on your phone. And yes. Making it into the library is not going to be a significant problem.
Okay. I personally don't own a smartphone, so I don't think of that automatically. Okay.
We'll stop by and I will then let them do the research.
Okay. So you're headed to the library.
Yep. Take a look at the newspapers for the date of and the day after the accident.
Okay. Library use rolls all the way around.
Missed it by two.
It is base. It's 25, isn't it?
Yep.
Missed. Yeah.
Same here.
We can't find a headline to save our lives.
Well, to be fair, it's not going to be a headline. It's going to be a smaller article kind of buried in the back a little bit. It's just some guy got killed in a car accident. That's not – it's news, but it's not front page news by any stretch of
the imagination. He was a prominent lawyer and judge, so I figured
– Well, his mother was. Is, I should say.
Oh, okay. See, I read that as that my cousin was.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, what did he do?
He is a lawyer as well, but just recently having finished law
school. Okay.
What kind of practice was he in? Is it criminal or I'm not really sure how it breaks down in the American legal system other than sort of the criminal-civil divide?
It's in California, so I'm guessing copyright law.
contracts.
Okay.
Contracts.
Pretty close.
Can we have a party luck roll?
Mm-hmm. That's bad.
Mine's 40. 65. Who's 40?
40. Oh, yeah.
I think you're the winner.
Okay.
55. Sorry.
Okay. Let me roll. 50. No.
Okay. Never mind.
Are there any assistants there that might be able to give us a hand?
Yes.
I'll select one and make my over. Excuse me, would it be possible for you to help us with the newspapers for a second? There's, I can offer some reward if there is.
How about just to throw a persuade roll?
83, so no. Not even with my ungodly persuade.
How much, what did you miss it by?
Actually, I thought I'd put more than that in there. 25-ish, I think.
I was going to give you 55. I was going to give you a plus 20.
No, I'm that's really great.
No, sorry, sir. I'm too busy. I'm really busy right now. Perhaps if you can wait a couple hours, then I might be able to help you.
Bit of a deadline. Thank you. I'll
whatever you're doing. I will get closer and I will tell her. You see that gentleman over there? And I will point to Mr. Boulevard. His cousin just died. And we're trying to do some research here. And the sooner we get out of here, the better for us. Can you please be so kind of to, try to help us?
She looks at you strange, as if wondering why you would be researching in a library after somebody's cousin has died. But you're welcome to make a persuade roll as well, Mr. Kerner.
Okay. Is that just persuade or can I use fast talk?
From what you said, it sounded more like a persuade, but I'll let you go with fast talk if you want to.
Okay, I pass then.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. What is it that you're looking for?
There was an accident on the Mulholland Drive about a week ago, and that's where his cousin died, and we wanted to find out any details on the accident.
Oh, okay. Just Mulholland Drive. And so she walks over to the newspaper rack a week ago, you say?
About a week ago.
Okay.
That's what we know, right, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You know the specific day.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. So I give her the specific date. Okay.
You see she pulls out a copy of the Los Angeles Times from the next day after that. Flips to one of the back sections, flips it open, and says, "Ah, is this the one?" And she points to an article in the paper.
Okay. What does it say?
And the article it's a very short one. It's just a couple paragraphs. And it reads, "Robert Michael Monroe Tyler, aged 25, longtime resident of this area, was killed this morning in a solo automobile crash on Mulholland Drive. Police state that he apparently lost control of his vehicle and hit a large tree. Fire then consumed the automobile. The deceased is believed to have died instantly. He is survived by his mother, Jennifer Monroe Tyler, of the appellate court."
This is the one.
And that's all it says.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll let you get back to Facebook now.
She gives you a dirty look and walks away.
Thank you.
I want those crops to wither.
She walks away. All right, so it was a fire. So supposedly that's why we didn't get any.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I was under the impression that downtown L.A. didn't have much in the way of trees that would wreck a car.
For those of you who don't know Los Angeles, Mulholland Drive is basically from West Hollywood kind of through around the top of Beverly Hills out towards Santa Monica, and it is a hilly, heavily wooded area.
Okay.
I remember the movie. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, if you've seen the movie Mulholland Drive, then yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I heard the name, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Let's go and visit your aunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Boulevard.
Okay.
So, let's
make your way to the Monroe Tyler home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The home is in Beverly Hills. It's a very large kind of estate. You know, there's a gate and you know, there's a main house and then a couple of outbuildings. Obviously, you know, well-to-do people live there.
Okay. Well, go up to the gate, and I assume there's one of those intercoms.
The gate is actually open.
Okay. So then just go on in.
Okay. There's a couple cars parked in the driveway. You can enter the house. It's open.
Okay.
No, sort of
go on in. And
I will tag along.
And just kind of call out, you know, Aunt Jenny?
Harry?
Yeah.
Jennifer kind of comes out of a room, walks up. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Do you know what happened?
Not yet.
Where's Robert? What happened to his body?
That's what we're trying to figure out. I need some. We've got some questions for you. These two gentlemen. Here is Adam Fitzgerald. He's a friend of Robert's. And Mr. Kerner here is also going to be helping us out. He's got some good eyes on him. He's offered his assistance to help us figure out what it is that's going on.
Oh, thank you. I can pay you if you need. It's not a problem. I just want to find out what happened to Robert.
Yeah, I don't foresee any need of expenses, but we're gonna figure out what it is that's happening here. But got a couple questions for you.
And as you say that, from the same room that Jennifer came out of, you see Dr. Tyler come out and say, it's okay. I suppose she can talk, but please, you know, try not to upset her too much. Why don't we all go?
Of course.
You know, come have a seat and have some tea.
All right.
Yeah.
Go on.
Actual tea or what's your American school tea?
He kind of gives you a dirty look and says, American tea.
I think I will abstain then. Thank you.
And Jenny, one thing that I was wondering about is whenever you were told about the accident last week, who identified him? You know, I know that there was a fire, but was it, did they say it was dental records? How did they tell you that they knew who it was?
She looks at Dr. Tyler, and Dr. Tyler looks up at you and says, they called me in because they found the body, obviously, in his car, and I was able to identify him from his dental record.
Okay. And the, you know, did you actually see the body, or were you just given, you know, x-rays and pictures to work from?
I took the x-rays myself. I do some work with the coroner's office, you know, from time to time when it's necessary.
Okay. All right. And so you're comfortable that you're sure that it was him. All right. What's the process after that point of identification then? Because we have to figure out where the last point that he was actually seen by someone. You know, in that kind of state, would he have gone through the full process of an autopsy and then embalming and all that?
You see Jennifer kind of, you know, shaking and starting to look a little more upset.
maybe we should have a word with the doctor. No, we don't want to upset you, Miss Robert. No, Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I've got an idea. Adam, since you knew Robert, you know, better than I have in the last, you know, 15 years. Aunt Jenny, would you talk to Adam here? He has actually a couple of observations about Robert's behavior lately. And, you know, maybe you'd be able to shed a little light on that while I speak to the doctor.
Only if it's okay, of course.
Oh, that'd be fine. Thank you. That would be fine.
Just kind of separate inquiries there.
So Dr. Taylor stands up to walk out of the room so that you guys can go elsewhere and have your talk about embalming and autopsies and
yeah,
all those lovely things.
And and Rommel, you can stay with whomever you prefer. I'm not sure which of the two inquiries you're more interested in.
Yes, which are you interested in?
I will follow up I will go with the doctor.
I see.
Okay. Yeah, he's all about the autopsies. All right. Little glimpse into Mr. Kerner. All right.
Okay, so as you separate, we'll start with Mr. Fitzgerald and Mrs. Monroe Tyler. So you knew Robert?
Yes, through his practice. We had drinks occasionally. I've been here only sort of a year or so with the consul, and it was nice to meet an interesting young man. My wife and I both sort of got on with him, and it's nice to know people.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Sort of recently, he seemed a little distant. Seemed a little out of character. I have not known him that long, but it was enough of a change that I noted it. Has there been anything going on with him that I wouldn't have known about?
Well, I guess that's a good way to describe it. He seemed distant to me as well. He would, you know, go out for walks late at night, and it was the last couple of weeks before the accident. He was staying in his room and didn't talk to me much. And in fact, his room is still locked. I don't even have a key. I don't know what he was doing up there. Different. He definitely seemed different. I agree.
Do you know where he was walking at all?
No, he didn't. He never told
me. Well, he mentioned that he'd been up walking in the evening at Western Memorial Park Cemetery. Did he leave requests to be buried there in his will, or did he have a will?
No, that was my idea.
Why did you choose it?
Because
if I may ask,
it's close, and there's thought he might like to be close to home.
That's entirely understandable. Would it be okay if we had a look at his room? Obviously, we won't touch anything. I know it's locked, but we're sure we can get a locksmith or something.
Or something.
it would be helpful. We won't touch anything in case the police need to look at it, and but we'll might be nice to get a glimpse into his mind. And I know it's a touchy subject, but could we have the name of his doctor just to check to see if perhaps he was seeking help for anything?
No, that would be fine. You can please, if you can get into the room, it'd save me the trouble of having to do it later. Please help yourself. Dr. Tyler was his doctor.
Very well, thank you. I will leave you to your grief. I'm sure that I can't imagine, but I hope that things get better.
Oh, thank you for your help. Thank you. And with that, we'll back up a few minutes in time and step outside with Mr. Bolivar and Mr. Kerner.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you for not continuing questions about embalming and autopsies in front of Jennifer. She's very distraught. She was horribly broken up when Robert died, and now with this.
Yeah, I know. This is just absolutely bizarre of why a person's body would just go missing like that. So, okay, from your experience, what would be the last place that he would have been seen, you know, physically?
Well, that would have been when the... dang it, I forgot the name. When Mr. Myers came to the coroner's office to pick up the body and put him in... coffin and take him to the funeral home.
Okay, so the body's put into the coffin at the coroner's office, and then they just transport the coffin?
Correct.
Okay. Not a process I've ever had any experience with, so.
Yeah, normally then at the funeral home they would do the embalming and clothes and makeup and that sort of thing, but in this case the body was so badly burned that that's just wasn't possible, so yeah, it would have just... taken the coffin back to the funeral home, and that's about it.
Dr. Burr, it was you who identified the body, right? With the so is that correct?
That is correct. I took X-ray. I took the X-rays of his
X-ray,
teeth, and matched them against his dental records. And confident that was Robert's body.
Are there any kind of secondary means at all? Like a pin from a broken bone, anything like that you noticed?
Robert didn't have anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Dental records are pretty accurate. They're pretty good.
Pretty conclusive, yeah.
This isn't television, we don't need to use...
Yeah, but a coffin full of bricks instead of the occupant is... more along the lines of bizarre TV drama, so
I'll
it's kind
of
natural to start thinking along. Yeah,
certainly correct.
This is
there.
Just
well, I don't know
someone
much about the forensics, but did you check if there were any weird substances in his body? Was it possible? Given the nature of his death, like if he was drinking or, doing drugs, I would say that pretty quietly.
Toxicology screen is
yes
part of the normal process that the coroner goes through, and they did not find anything.
Okay. Do you know if there was any fault with the vehicle that was found?
That'd probably be more of a question for the sheriff or for the...
Okay.
All that information is probably on the police report, but I certainly don't recall hearing about anything. I believe they just said that he lost control somehow. It's kind of a curvy road, dark at night. It happens from time to time.
Okay. And with the fire, I'm sure it would make it more tricky to pin down what it was that might have gone on in there. But, okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you very much. And see if we can find where he went to and get this settled properly.
I'm sure Jennifer appreciates your help. He walks back into the room where Mrs. Monroe Tyler is, just as Mr. Fitzgerald is coming out.
Okay. Not a whole lot from the doctor. He only did the teeth, and he's pretty certain from that. Said there was nothing in his bloodstream that would have caused, you know, bad driving.
There may be an explanation for that. It sounds like he may have been suffering from depression. Let's not jump to conclusions or anything, but he's been withdrawn, and his mother noticed as well, so it's possible. Anyway, his room's upstairs, and we've been given permission to have a quick look, although I suggest we don't touch anything. Problem is, it's locked. I don't suppose you have the number of a good locksmith, do you?
I actually am a locksmith, so let's go take a look.
Oh, okay.
I'm a security consultant. I can do all sorts of various things like that, so...
Well, that's excellent. Yes. Well, let's have a look then.
Go on up. And what type of lock is on this door? Is it just like a locked doorknob, or does he actually have something like a deadbolt installed on it?
There's a deadbolt on the door.
Wow. That's someone who's really sure that they don't want somebody in the room, especially when it's in your own house.
Mr. Bolivar, would you make a locksmith roll? This isn't trying to open the door. This is just inspecting.
And failed.
Good thing you weren't trying to open the door.
Yep. Yeah. Nope. Got a 66 in it.
There's just the doorknob and a deadbolt.
Okay.
And you can't tell anything more about than that.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and try and...
I look around and I say... Is this legal? I don't want to get into any trouble.
You have permission.
It's in a private residence, and we're given permission. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's totally legal.
The one thing we might run into is if the police decide to investigate more thoroughly into his death, then it could be seen as obstruction, I guess. But let's cover that when we get to it. Something of an out, but I don't really want to use it. So it was me who did it.
Diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. The thing of note that is that they don't like you using it.
I'm not sure it would even
apply here. But anyway.
No, we're not obstructing something they're not investigating, so... And 46 out of 66. So, yes, I click.
Okay. The door opens.
All right. And so what does it look like?
It looks like a room. There's a bed, dresser. It's a fairly large room. There's a desk, a desk chair. There's an easy chair off in the corner. There's a closet. There's a number of bookshelves. There's some lamps. Everything looks clean and neat.
Okay.
Well, it's I can start looking, you know, under the bed and in the closet. Maybe you can take a look at the books and desk.
Books would be good. Desk, absolutely. So we'll just kind of spread out, and we're just going to start looking through things. You know, take a look in the closet. Any boxes you might have up on the shelf in there.
Okay. Sorry. So who's looking at what?
So I'm going to look under the bed and you know, check around the bed area and the closet. And they're going to look for the, you know, in the for books and the desk.
Okay. So, Mr. Kerner, you look under the bed and through the closet. Make a spot hidden roll, please.
11. Another impale.
You find some dust bunnies under the bed, and you find some clothes in the closet.
Okay. Be careful of them. I hear they're dangerous.
Yeah. Big, sharp, pointy teeth.
And you find nothing else of
it. Ben, you want to take the desk and I'll take the books?
Yeah, I'll take the desk.
Okay. Mr. Bolivar, you're looking at the books?
Yes.
Okay. The books are mostly fiction paperbacks. On okay. one shelf, there's a number of legal textbooks. On a top shelf, you see there's a number of kind of older-looking hardbound books. They look, you know, they look like something you would see in, you know, in a movie. They, you know, have all sorts of weird, you know, strange kind of esoteric titles. Do you have any occult?
I've got base.
Okay, base works.
All right, let's see here. 5%. Let's see what we get. 18. No.
Yeah, but you don't reckon they just strange, weird titles and kind of older looking books, but that's about it.
Can I pull out my phone and start doing a Google search on some of these titles?
Okay. Make a...
Probably come up with some...
Library use?
Make a Google use roll, yes.
I think the base of that is like 50 and...
Library
use. Roll a 6.
Okay. If you're able to Google some of the titles and... you can find that, yeah, they have some kind of, you know, occult stuff. You can find references to them here and there. They, you know, you kind of do a few of the titles, and they kind of seem to break down into two themes. Some of the books mm-hmm. seem to deal with changelings and shapeshifters, doppelgangers, creatures that kind of steal people's identities. And the second theme that seems to come up is death and cannibalism, necromancy, ghouls, things of this.
Okay, yeah.
I get closer to them with the disappointment, you know, disappointed look, and say, "Didn't find anything there. Anything interesting?"
My cousin was apparently into some really weird stuff. I've got some books here that basically they're like occultist type things. Apparently this one here has to do with necromancy and various things involving dead people and some people that eat dead people. And
oh, sounds like voodoo. My aunt was kind of into that stuff as well. Can I roll an occult?
You are more than welcome to, Mr. Kern.
Oh, no, I missed 73. All right. But I'm not looking, so.
meanwhile, Mr. Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
While you're looking at the, looking around the desk and in the drawers and that sort of thing, on top of the desk you find two notebooks, two library books.
Okay.
A picture of Robert and his mother that looks like it was taken at high school graduation.
How much like his mother does he look? Is there a strong family resemblance or?
Not so much.
Yeah,
nothing stands out as obvious. But, you know, they don't look, you know, wildly dissimilar either.
Okay. Well, I'll check the notebooks first.
They are. Blank, actually. Most of the pages you can see have been ripped out. The pages that remain are blank.
Well, I'll try the graphite trick on the top page of them. It's very hard to do, but give it a go.
Just what I was thinking.
I'm going to guess that that's a fail, though, if there's a roll involved.
Yeah, you find... Yeah, you're not able to bring out any writing.
Okay. And the library books?
The library books, there are three of them. One of them is titled The Truth Behind New England's Folk Tales. One of them is titled The Cemeteries of California. And the last one is titled Necrophagia, Eaters of the Dead.
Delicious subjects. I'll...
Would you make a spot hidden roll, please?
Five. Yes. Good.
As you're looking at the desk, you're kind of, you know, flipping through these books, getting frustrated with the blank notebooks. You notice there is a waste bin next to the desk, and it catches your eye because you can see it looks like there's some burnt paper in the waste.
Okay. I'll quickly note down the ISBN numbers for the books, and then have a look at the waste bin, move it very carefully out, and try and slide the contents onto the worktop.
Okay. As you do that, a number of pieces of burnt paper kind of slide out. There's a number of small pieces of paper that look like the file you're about to receive. And then there's one larger piece of burnt paper that looks like the next file you're about to receive.
And whilst the crummy internet tries to chew through that, the books were Necrophagy, and what were the other two subjects? New England Folktales and
Californian Cemeteries. Yep.
I'll also note down the titles and use my phone to see if it's possible to order copies of them from Amazon.
The truth behind New England's folktales, Amazon has. The Cemeteries of California, you can find on Amazon. Necrophagia, however, you cannot.
Okay. If possible, I'll try to get the same edition as well of the first two.
Yep, that's not a problem.
And I'll slip the necrophagia into my bag.
Okay.
And try not to be too obvious about it. Well, computer, you're taking your time with these files.
Looks like one of them is Robert's birth certificate, born in Massachusetts, and the other one looks to be
the actual date that's on the one that you guys are looking at is you know probably 88, not 78. Obviously, this is a bit of an older scenario. So,
scenario meets internet. Scenario dies. first one, so yeah. Alb, enraged and. Umis is a have always mill something. I think it's a number. 08 maybe. Wilking a curly in something truth of. Only the oldest. Can't see a Alb. That's probably an Albert. Isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'll
That might go with the Wilkins. So that's a name.
Yeah.
So there's
I'll scribble down the details and put the paper back into the bin and put it back in place.
Okay.
Sorry, I got you on mute. I was saying, what happens when I Google Albert Wilkins?
You find nothing of interest.
Okay. Well, maybe we should take some time and start browsing these books and see if we can kind of cross-reference this name with anything on the books.
I did find Albert Wilkins' LinkedIn profile.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. You find about 7,131,000 results. The first one being an Albert Wilkins on LinkedIn.
Okay, so we have a Massachusetts birth certificate, Essex County, for Robert Michael Tyler, possibly. Holy Cross Hospital. It looks like someone Monroe, but I'm not sure if that's for mother or father or adopter. We don't have a matching name, do we?
Well, he's Robert Monroe Tyler.
Oh yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Looks like we've got his birth certificate then. Or at least part of it.
Yeah.
Why would someone try to burn, you know, his own birth certificate? Maybe we can. We need to go back to the library and try to get a copy of this. See what information can we dig out of.
It's from Massachusetts, so you know any local library is not going to have a thing.
We can try the Essex County Records Office. I assume you have
.gov.
We'll see if they can.
If it's a birth certificate, it's probably something
difficult. Getting birth certificate information unless you're the parent or the actual person due to security things.
Yeah, primary form of identification.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any contacts on your, you know, with your job that can kind of give us access to this certificate?
Not really. He's not a British citizen.
No, really, but I mean,
citizenship of...
Yeah, but I meant the security guy, Mr. Boulevard.
I can. The best I could do is try and hack into a system.
At least in the world of this scenario, birth certificates are public records.
Oh, okay. It was written pre-9/11. So, okay. Because now it's like pulling teeth.
Yes.
I'm currently trying to get a copy of mine. So, okay. In that case, then, I should be able to, if it's public record, most of that should be online, I would think.
Yep.
So I'm going to go down and get my laptop and have a search.
You are able to, without any trouble, find the birth certificate attached.
Well, with...
Again, as I said, date adjusted.
Yeah. Well, there's me.
There we go.
Jennifer Monroe.
Bolton, Massachusetts. Thomas Tyler, M.D. Who's the doctor? Is that the name of the doctor that is downstairs?
Yes.
Okay.
He pops up a lot.
Gillis Tyler. Yeah.
That Myers is the same as the funeral home. Same last name. Witness.
Margaret
signature.
Myers, witness. Good call. Okay, we seem to have a whole lot of interesting connections here.
I mean, is it the same spelling for the funeral home's director's wife? Or
The funeral home director and his wife were Mr. and Mrs. Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, yes, same spelling.
Hmm. Okay, so we've got the funeral director's wife was there at his birth, Dr. Tyler downstairs, so he basically helped him deliver his... Nephew Walter Gillis Tyler was his dad.
Okay, and you know that for sure? Is that the...
Well, that's what it has for father's name.
Yeah, but I mean, you're his cousin. Do you know if that's true?
Yes.
From, yeah.
Okay.
You know, that he died in a boating accident off of Catalina 6 years ago.
It's all a little bit odd.
There's something fishy going around here. When I did a search for the doctor, I found did I find his address, Jim?
You found his office address, yes.
Yes, I believe we should try to gather more information from the doctor's office or even from the Myers house. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I wink.
Yeah, I have to agree. This is starting to get definitely outside the realm of what the sheriff is going to be expecting to find.
Honestly, I think we should probably at this point turn over what we found to him. It's all a little incestuous, really.
Mm.
Being buried by a witness to your own birth, apparently, anyway.
Yeah, which also means that there's, you know, both the folks downstairs haven't told us everything, you know, since they were both, you know, they obviously both knew Myers already, so...
I mean, there's no reason that they would necessarily tell us, is there? It's all a little queer.
I'm personally of the opinion of looking into this a little bit more on our own before turning anything over to the police. I just don't...
I agree.
...think they're gonna... you know, think any of this is particularly related.
I suppose, I don't know. It is odd, isn't it? I'm not.
Where do we go first? Do we go to the doctor's?
Yeah, we know where he's at.
Yeah, he's here right now, so we mm-hmm. can maybe hurry up and get to his office and try to find anything else yeah. might be related to this case.
I think that perhaps I'm uncomfortable with breaking and entering. I will get started on reading some of these books that were left behind and maybe find out what was going on with him. These are disturbing subjects, honestly.
Yeah,
well, that's a good idea. Maybe even you can stay and kind of distract the doctor in case that he wants to leave until we call you, letting you know that we're out of his office.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
You'll need my number. I'll hand it across my business card.
Yeah, I'm wondering if maybe we should hide the scraps that we found in the trash can, just so that way, you know, because if there is something going on here that, like, the doctor is culpable in,
I'll
you know,
it's been under the bed. That way, they'll really have to search the room.
Yeah, just somewhere where it's not obvious. That works.
Yeah, I'll sort of notch it under the bed then. Try and keep it from falling over, though.
Okay.
Well, you know, if they're somehow covering his death, and he was actually the one showing up on the funeral. Because that was, you know, Myers was the one who took out the homeless guy. If it was the same guy, that's why he didn't want me to see him. I remember that he sent me back to my piano. I thought it was rude at the moment, but didn't say anything. But now, thinking backwards, maybe that's actually why he did it.
Possible. Since we've been talking about this in the room, I'm just going to step out into the corridor and look both ways quickly to make sure we're not being observed as we have these discussions about the good doctor.
Spot hidden roll?
15 out of 50.
You see no one. Make a listen roll for me also, Mr. Fitzgerald.
I failed that one, though.
Okay.
By 26.
The house is quiet.
Or 16, rather.
Can I do the listen roll? As I see him looking outside the door, I go quiet, realizing that we maybe shouldn't have been talking loud about this.
Certainly. Make a listen roll, Mr. Kern.
80. Okay.
The house is quiet.
Okay.
Well, maybe we should go. We should go. Maybe you should stay reading
here. Take the books with us.
Yeah. But let us know if the doctor leaves the house at some point.
Yes, I'll be sure to.
We'll exchange cell phone numbers.
Yeah. And, it'd probably be a good idea to go ahead and lock the door.
Yeah. I'll step out and let you do that then.
Okay. Yeah. So you were taking the library books or the occult books?
I've taken already one of the library books, and I'll grab the occult books as well.
Okay.
The other books can be ordered easily enough. So.
Okay.
All right. And I'm gonna relock the door.
Okay. Would you care to make a locksmith roll?
All right. And pass.
Okay. Not a problem, then.
Excellent. So, okay, now...
okay,
I'm personally starting to feel really uneasy about this doctor. I'm just kind of worried about Adam being here in the house reading those with the doctor running around. Maybe it was someplace that we... you know, can make it look like we're all leaving, but he can, you know, observe from the car or something to see if he leaves.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So we, you and me, maybe we can go to the doctor's office. Well, Mr. Fitzgerald stays here and, make sure the doctor doesn't leave or to let us know when he leaves.
Yeah.
Waiting outside. In his car.
I think we're more likely to tip our hand that we're suspicious if I wait in the car. Just staying here and saying I'm just going to do some reading on what he's reading would probably make us... it wouldn't telegraph our intentions quite so much.
Okay.
Or maybe you shouldn't... I don't know. If they see you, if the doctor sees you reading his books, maybe he will get suspicious that we're behind something.
It's certainly a risk, but if I sit in the car watching the house, I don't think I'll be able to hide myself, and they'll definitely know we're under something. It's a case of risk management.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, so let's get going.
Okay, so... Yeah, Rommel and I are going to head over to the doctor's office, take a look at what we can find there.
Okay. As you guys are coming down the stairs, Mrs. Monroe Tyler comes out. She looks like she's doing a little better, a little more composed. Can I offer you some tea or coffee? Or did you find anything interesting? Did you find anything?
Not really. Didn't see anything that really helped figure out what's going on. So I'm going to head out, see if there's anything else that we can figure out, anybody else to talk to, and see what it is that might be happening here and where it is he went. So Mr. Fitzgerald here, he has some research he's going to do. And then Mr. Kerner and I, we're going to head out and see what we can find out as far as other questions to be asked.
And in answer to your question, coffee would be lovely.
Oh, certainly. I'm making a pot up right now.
Thank you.
It should be just a minute. I really appreciate the three of you helping with this. It makes me feel so much better.
It's nothing. It's the least we could do.
Yeah, absolutely. You figure out what it is that's happening here, and because this is bizarre and nobody should have to go through this. So don't worry, Aunt Jenny. We're going to figure out what's happening.
I'm so glad to be here.
Maybe just one thing. I'm sorry to bring it up. I don't want to upset you, honestly. But what happened with your husband?
Oh, he was out sailing, and the boat tipped over and got knocked on the head and drowned.
Was he alone when that happened?
Yes. He liked to go out sailing by himself.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. All right, I was just curious. Okay.
Before they head out, is the doctor around?
Are you looking for him, or are you asking?
Yeah, just looking for him.
You do not see him, no.
Is your brother-in-law around? I just wanted to check one thing with him.
Oh, no, he left just a little bit ago.
Oh, well.
Maybe we can catch up with him. Do you know where he was going?
I presume he was going back to his office. It is a work day. I'm sure he has patients to see.
That would make sense.
Also, looking back, do I remember if there was film of the funeral?
No, there was not.
Okay, right. In that case, I'll head off and settle down and get into the books.
Okay.
Well, maybe you can tag along. You don't have to stay here anymore, since the doctor is not here.
Yes, actually, I suppose that's reasonable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll head with them.
Okay. Let's see if we can catch up doctor at his office. If that is the case, what do we do? Do we wait until he leaves?
So.
I am assuming we are already out and we're driving
towards
the doctor's.
Yeah, let's hang on before you guys actually leave the house. So since Ben has to get going here soon, what do we want to do? Should we?
Maybe we should continue. Yes,
if we can extend it into another play session, I would be good with that.
I would be very happy to continue. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
sure.
I will be in Tel Aviv next Sunday, and I
don't
know what I will be doing, but I suspect because I have some people to show around. I suspect that I won't be available next Sunday, but we could certainly go finish this the following Sunday. I believe that's the 19th.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be able to do that.
Sure. Yeah, people do work on Sundays in Israel, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's a working day.
Yeah, normally when I'm there working, getting off for the afternoon isn't a problem. I'll be there with the general and a couple others. So I have to, this time I actually have to stick around.
Okay. Okay, so if not next Sunday, then we'll continue the following one.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you very much, and it was nice to talk to you all. Have a
good day.
Thanks,
guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, same here.
Great game.
Yeah.
Talk to you next time.
It was good.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Have a good trip,
bye.
Jim.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.